John was living in Ocean Beach, California with his girlfriend, Julie, when one day he decided, hey, Jewel, let's move up north to Northern California, where the air is clear and the skies are blue. They have more traditional family values. What do you say, Jewel? So they moved up north to a one-bedroom trailer behind the bowling alley, two blocks from the Lucky Supermarket. One more block to the south. A Dick's Automotive. A Dick's Automotive. The Dick's Automotive. The Dick's Automotive. John applied for a job at Dick's Automotive, and Dick came to the door. He said, tell me, Johnny boy, can you rotate the tires on a 72 Subaru? He said, no. Can you fill up a simple 72 Pinto with unleaded gasoline? No, I would not do that, he said, because that would be incorrect. Well, can you rebuild a Holley 4-bell carburetor on a 69 Camaro with a big old Hurst shift rod? He said, no. Well, do you have a girlfriend with long, curly red hair, big pink nipples, biceps like Henry Rollins, thighs like Mikhail Baryshnikov, and she scream like a hyena in the summer of love? He said, yes. And Dick said, boy, then you're higher. The Dick's Automotive. Yeah. The Dick's Automotive. The Dick's Automotive. The Dick's Automotive. John learned all the necessary tools of the trade. Learn how to rebuild a Holley 4-bell carburetor on a 69 Camaro with a big old Hurst shift rod. Learn how to rotate the tires on a 72 Subaru. Learn how to fill up a Volkswagen with unleaded gasoline. Learn how to make love to his girlfriend Julie like a real man on it, with the big pink nipples and the long curly red hair and the biceps like Henry Rollins and the thighs like Mikhail Baryshnikov. Dick gave him his service stripes and he said, boy, there's a little old lady and her car's broken down all the way out in Davenport, Iowa. You gotta help her, man. Go, Sheba, go! Ruff, ruff! So he sent him on his way, and about that time, Dick glued back on his toupee, glued back in his dentures, and he said, hey, I wonder if Julie's having trouble opening up a can of peaches right now. I'm going to hike a block down the road from the Lucky Supermarket to the one-bedroom trailer behind the bowling alley with a blowtorch and an ice pick just to see if she needs help. So he hiked all the way down the road, and he knocked on the door of the one-bedroom trailer, and Julie answered the door, and the knock sounded something like this. Julie said, oh, hello, Dick. I was just having trouble opening up a can of peaches. Come on inside. So he started up a blowtorch, and all the peach juice ran down his veins, and he poured it in the Tupperware that Julie used to sell in Ocean Beach, California. And he said, hey, baby, we're going on a picnic. 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 So he took her to the middle of the forest, and he tied her up to a tree, and he said, stick out your tongue. And she did, and he gave her 48 hits of brown acid he had left over from Woodstock. She saw all kinds of colors, lemon, yellow, cherry, red, orange, orange, kaleidoscope eyes. Sky was on fire. And about that time, there was a mommy deer walking through the forest with a baby deer. And he said, oh, come here, little deer, I have some food for you. And he said, stick out your hand, and Julie did. And he poured in some granola and some strychnine poison. And the mommy deer said to the baby deer, oh, I better eat it first because it could be poisonous. And my heart's much stronger than yours. But really, the mommy deer was a glutton and wanted all the granola. And when the mommy deer stuck its little mommy snout in Julie's palm and licked, it said, it's okay. But the mommy's heart was much stronger than the baby's heart. And when the baby deer licked the granola, it died. Fire Julie, do I down. And the mommy deer died shortly thereafter. Symphony, do I day. And about that time, Dick cut Julie down from the tree, and he looked at the dead deer at his feet, and he gave her a long, wet kiss. And as he looked at those dead deer, he said, wow, nature's so bitchin'. Dick's Automotive. Yeah. The Dick's Automotive. The Dick's Automotive. The Dick's Automotive. What are you selling, freak?
You all right, Doc?
Woo! My fingers are cut. Oh. Well, about that time, John was finishing helping out that little old lady in Davenport, Iowa. He was driving back home listening to WHTS FM 98.9 on his radio. And he said, hey, that looks like Dick's 57 Chevy parked on the side of the road. And the Afghan sweater that Julie's grandmother knitted us last summer in Ocean Beach, California. I'm going to see if they need help. Oh my gosh, they could be in trouble. I'll bring along a blowtorch and an ice pick and a chainsaw. And he hiked through the forest. He saw the love of his life, Julie, on a dirty brown piece of Berber carpet with a day-old container of coleslaw. Kissing, licking with Dick. Well, his dentures and his toupee got carried off by the squirrels and the cockroaches. He saw all kinds of colors, but most of all green with envy. Started up a chainsaw. Cut off Dick's legs, put his foot in his mouth, and says, looks like you put your foot in your mouth one last time, Dickie boy. Stabbed him 57 times with an ice pick. Welded their bodies together. And then he picked up the deer, and he gave a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And lo and behold, the baby deer came back to life. Charles Bronson had tears in his eyes, I guess. Nature had been vindicated, but the mommy deer was dead to no avail. And he said, mama deer, dead. Baby deer, alive. 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 Dick's Automotive. Dick's Automotive. Dick's Automotive.